Creative New Zealand Accessibility Policy and Action Plan 2023-2028. Ko o ko koe. Ko koe ko au. I am you. You are me. Contents. Section 1. Information about the policy. A. What this policy is about. B. How this policy has been developed. C. An explanation on the words and language we have used. And D. When the policy will be reviewed. Section 2. The Policy Principles. Principle 1. Mana torite. Equity. Principle 2. Mana whakaha hoututanga. Leadership by deaf and disabled people. Principle 3. Iti kahurangi. Value. Principle 4. Nako pono. Integrity. Section 3. The Action Plan 2023-2028. Actions aligning with Principle 1. Mana torite. Equity. Actions aligning with Principle 2. Mana whaikaha hoututanga. Leadership by deaf and disabled people. And Principle 3. Iti kahurangi. Actions aligning with Principle 4. Nako pono. Integrity. Glossary. Section 1. Information about the policy. A. What this policy is about. Creative New Zealand's accessibility policy will guide our work with and for deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners, Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, and disability communities and ensure we are accessible and inclusive of all New Zealanders. The purpose of the policy is to ensure that 1. Our information, services and spaces can be accessed with ease and dignity. 2. Our services and funding are non-discriminatory, fair, equitable, inclusive and safe. 3. Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners are visible, acknowledged, valued and respected on an equal basis with others. And 4. The benefits of the arts and Ngā Toi Māori that we support are accessible to and inclusive of all New Zealanders. In 2013, a total of 1.1 million New Zealanders, 24%, identified as deaf or disabled. Note 1. Disability Survey, 2013, Stats NZ, https://www.stats.govt.nz/information-releases/disability-survey-2013. We action and promote the vision of the New Zealand Disability Strategy so that Aotearoa New Zealand is a non-disabling society, a place where disabled people have an equal opportunity to achieve their goals and aspirations, and all of New Zealand works together to make this happen. For more information on this policy, you can go to our website at www.creativenz.govt.nz or contact us, 1, by email at info@creativenz.govt.nz or 2, by phone on 0800 CREATIVE or 0800 273 284. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service at www.nzrelay.co.nz. B. How this policy has been developed. This policy is guided by the principles and rights reflected in 1. Te Tiriti o Waitangi, 2. The New Zealand Disability Strategy, 3. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and 4. The Arts Council of New Zealand Toi Aotearoa Act 2014. The policy has been developed by Creative New Zealand working alongside Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled arts and disability rights leaders in the Creative New Zealand Manga Tipua Accessibility Reference Group. Creative New Zealand has also consulted with deaf and disabled artists and a range of disability arts, rights and advocacy organisations. C. An explanation on the words and language we have used. Disability. We use terms and language included in the New Zealand Disability Strategy and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Article 1 of the Convention defines disability as any long-term physical, mental, intellectual, or sensory impairment which, in interaction with various barriers, may hinder the full and effective participation of disabled people in society on an equal basis with others. When we talk about disability in this policy, we include mental health experiences, neurodiversity, and physical, mental, intellectual, and sensory impairments that people may experience or identify with. Disabled people, tangata whaikaha, and tangata whaikaha Māori. In line with the New Zealand Disability Strategy and the social model, we use the term disabled people to mean people who have been disabled by society's physical and social barriers. This includes people who may experience disability but do not identify as being disabled, or with any other disability identity such as deaf, tangata ture, or tangata whaikaha Māori. We use the term tangata whaikaha as another way to refer to people who identify as disabled. We use the term tangata whaikaha Māori to refer to people who identify both as disabled and whakapapa Māori. Deaf, deaf hard of hearing, tangata ture, and ture Māori. We have used deaf with a capital D in this policy to refer to deaf people, culture and communities who use New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, as their first or preferred language. This meaning matches the definition of deaf community in the New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006. We have used deaf with a lowercase d to acknowledge people who are deaf or hard of hearing who do not identify culturally as deaf but may experience disability due to hearing loss. Sometimes we use the term deaf, D with a capital, / D with a small d, to include people in both groups. We use the term tangata ture as another way to refer to D/ deaf people. We use the terms ture Māori or tangata ture Māori to refer to people who identify both as capital D/ deaf to include people in both groups. We use the term tangata ture as another way to refer to capital D/ deaf people. We use the terms ture Māori or tangata ture Māori to refer to people who identify both as capital D/ deaf and whakapapa Māori. We recognise the diversity of ture Māori, tangata whaikaha Māori, capital D/ deaf, hard of hearing and disabled people, and that language is very important. We use the words and language preferences that people use to describe themselves and their communities. Language evolves, and we will update the policy as required. There is a glossary of terms we have used in the policy at the end of this document. D. When the policy will be reviewed. We will monitor and report on how well we are implementing the policy and progressing the action plan. We will work with ture Māori, tangata whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists every 3 years to review the policy and action plan to ensure it is delivering effectively and continues to meet the needs and aspirations of deaf and disabled communities. Section 2. The Policy Principles. Four principles express Creative New Zealand's commitments to working accessibility and will guide the way we go about our mahi, work, and make decisions. 1. Mana torite, equity. 2. Mana whaikaha hōtutanga, leadership by deaf and disabled people. 3. Iti kahurangi, value. And 4. Nāko pono, integrity. Principle 1. Mana torite, equity. We remove barriers so that deaf and disabled people, ture Māori and tangata whaikaha Māori, have equitable opportunities to access, participate and engage in the arts and ngā toi. A. Our services, information and workplaces are fair, equitable, inclusive, safe and can be accessed with ease and dignity for the benefit of deaf and disabled people and Aotearoa whānui, all New Zealanders. B. We action and promote the New Zealand Disability Strategy vision of Aotearoa New Zealand being a non-disabling society so that deaf and disabled people have equitable opportunities to achieve their goals and aspirations. C. We remove barriers and act against discrimination. Artists and creatives are at the centre of our decision-making and actions. Principle 2. Mana whaikaha hōtutanga, leadership by deaf and disabled people. We actively involve Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists in decisions that will impact them and promote their artistic contributions to Aotearoa New Zealand. A. We create opportunities for deaf and disabled leadership by including Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists, arts practitioners and leaders in our work, staff and governance. B. Deaf and disabled people, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaikaha Māori are consulted and involved in decisions about Creative New Zealand's work that will impact them. We support deaf and disabled artists to have rangatiratanga, authority and determination of their own futures. And C. We recognise the contribution of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists to Aotearoa New Zealand. We promote and increase visibility of deaf and disabled arts leaders and their work. Principle 3. Iti kahurangi, value. We value the lived experience and diverse cultures and identities of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled people. A. We value the lived experience of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners, and the perspectives, expertise and innovation that comes with lived experience. B. We celebrate the diversity of cultures and identities within deaf and disabled communities. We support people having choice and control over how they wish to identify and express themselves and their whole identity, including, but not limited to, their disability, ethnicity, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation and belief. And C. We treat all people with respect and manaaki. Principle 4. Nako pono, integrity. We build accessibility into the way we work as an organisation. We meet our responsibilities and have the right skills and attitudes. A. We use universal and inclusive design to ensure accessibility is built into the way we work so that our services, information, systems and processes are fair and easy to understand and use. B. We commit to challenging ableist beliefs and actions. We practice cultural safety to reduce bias and support equity in the workforce. C. We are open and responsive to feedback and continue to adapt and change to be accessible. D. We ensure decision-making is informed by robust data and evidence that includes the knowledge and perspectives of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists and people. We ensure that our research and data is accessible. E. We provide ongoing training and professional development for staff to ensure we have the right skills and tools to work and communicate accessibility. We use training providers that are deaf and disabled led or recommended by deaf and disabled communities to ensure we are building our capability appropriately. And F. We regularly review and update the services and information we provide, working with deaf and disabled people to check we are meeting our responsibilities under key legislation and guiding documents such as 1. Arts Council of New Zealand Toi Aotearoa Act 2014, 2. Te Tiriti o Waitangi, 3. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016-2026, 4. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, 5. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, 6. Bill of Rights Act 1990, 7. Human Rights Act 1993, 8. New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006, 9. Plain Language Act 2022, and 10. Our Statement of Intent and Other Key Strategies and Policies, including our Investment Strategy, Te Ha o Ngā Toi, Māori Arts Strategy, Pacific Arts Strategy and Advocacy Strategy, and our Diversity in the Arts Policy and Remuneration Policy for Artists and Arts Practitioners. Section 3, the Action Plan 2023-2028. The Accessibility Policy will be put into action through the Action Plan. The Action Plan includes programs of work underway or being planned that respond to key issues identified by deaf and disabled people, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaikaha Māori. It is a starting point for how we will work accessibly and we will learn as we go. Some actions will be delivered within the next year. Other more complex actions, such as the upgrade of our digital systems, will take longer, with changes being delivered over the next 5 years. We expect that many of the work programs in the action plan will continue beyond 2028 as we continue to review and improve the accessibility of our organisation. The programs of work will be implemented by staff and teams across Creative New Zealand within our baseline budgets, working in partnership with deaf and disabled people and key disability organisations. We commit to accessibility being built in and prioritised in our work. Some work programs may require new resources to do this. Where this is the case, we will develop proposals to seek additional resources. There are 7 high-level actions and 22 sub-actions that we will progress to deliver on the policy principles. 1. Actions 1, 2 and 3 align with Principle 1, Mana Torite, Equity. 2. Actions 4 and 5 align with both Principle 2, Mana Whaikaha Hotutanga, Leadership by Deaf and Disabled People, and Principle 3, Iti Kahurangi, Value. And 3. Actions 6 and 7 align with Principle 4, Nako Pono. Actions aligning with Principle 1, Mana Torite, Equity. Action 1. Deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaikaha Māori, can access the assistance they need. A. Our budgets will include costs that go towards reasonable accommodation to ensure access needs are met, so that our information, services, funding, places, policies, programs, research, events and initiatives are accessible for deaf and disabled artists and practitioners. B. Deaf and disabled artists, practitioners and collaboratives can receive access costs, for example, for New Zealand Sign Language interpretation, alternate formats and support people for funded initiatives to A. Research and develop artworks and B. Present artworks and engage with communities. Action 2. Our systems, processes and places can be accessed safely with ease and dignity. A. Digital services. Our website, portal and client management systems are accessible for deaf and disabled people, including staff and the public, using assistive technologies, for example screen readers, and meet web accessibility standards. B. Funding processes. Our funding and grants management processes, including funding advice, application, assessment, contracting, notifying and reporting processes, are accessible and inclusive. We provide appropriate assistance for tangata turi, tangata whaikaha, deaf and disabled artists and practitioners as required. And C. Workspaces and venues. Workspaces and venues used by Creative New Zealand for events are accessible, safe, inclusive and respectful. Action 3. Deaf and disabled people, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaikaha Māori, can communicate and receive information in the formats and languages that are right for them. A. Creative New Zealand information about who we are, the funding and services we offer, and key information such as our strategies, policies and research are provided in plain language. We work with providers to develop alternate formats as required. And B. Creative New Zealand's internal and external communications are accessible and inclusive, with online and in-person options to communicate with Creative New Zealand staff. Actions aligning with Principle 2, Mana Whaikaha Hotutanga, Leadership by Deaf and Disabled People, and Principle 3, Iti Kahurangi, Value. Action 4. Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners see themselves reflected in Creative New Zealand because we are inclusive, have access to specialist deaf and disability knowledge, and are representative in our staff and leadership. A. Arts Governance. We recommend to the Minister of Arts, Culture and Heritage the appointment of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, and deaf and disabled arts leaders to the Arts Council. B. Mangatipua Deaf and Disabled-led Accessibility Advisory Group. We continue to work with Mangatipua, Creative New Zealand's Deaf and Disabled-led Accessibility Reference Group, as an advisory group to support Creative New Zealand's broader work and provide deaf and disabled leadership and governance development opportunities. C. deaf and disabled focused roles and opportunities within Creative New Zealand. We work with deaf and disabled people, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaikaha Māori to lead accessibility policy implementation within Creative New Zealand. All Creative New Zealand staff work together to ensure our information, services and opportunities are accessible. D. Recruitment and induction. Our recruitment and induction processes are accessible. We provide inclusive employment opportunities that support the development of Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled professionals joining Creative New Zealand. Action 5. We work in partnership to increase opportunities with and for Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha, deaf and disabled artists and practitioners. A. Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled staff, assessors and artists are included in the design, development and implementation of our systems, processes, places, policies and programs to ensure that we will be accessible and inclusive. B. We provide artistic practice and professional development support for deaf and disabled artists. We include Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori and deaf and disabled arts leaders in our leadership development programs. And C. We build relationships and partnerships with government and non-government organisations to achieve equitable outcomes for Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled artists and arts practitioners and create more arts practice and professional development opportunities. Actions aligning with Principle 4, Nako Pono, Integrity. Action 6. We are accountable to the communities we serve. A. Legal and regulatory requirements. We meet all legal and regulatory requirements and work to ensure we have the culture, competencies and practices to meet our obligations and aspirations under Te Tiriti or Waitangi, as well as deliver on the principles and rights included in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. B. Data and research. We ensure the way we commission, undertake research, collect data and report on findings is representative, equitable, inclusive and accessible for deaf and disabled artists, practitioners and Turi Māori, Tangata Whaikaha Māori, deaf and disabled communities and all New Zealanders. C. Procurement of services. We set out clear expectations for accessibility in our procurement processes when working with third-party vendors. We aim to procure from companies that employ disabled people and have their own accessibility policies as part of this process. D. Feedback. We create clear and accessible channels for people to provide feedback and we respond positively and proactively to instances of inaccessibility. E. Monitoring accessibility considerations. We build accessibility considerations into all evaluation and monitoring processes in Creative New Zealand. F. Accessibility Charter. We sign up to the Accessibility Charter to commit to making our online content and digital systems accessible for disabled people so all New Zealanders have access to our information and services. NG. We evaluate the effectiveness of the accessibility policy. We monitor, review and update the accessibility policy with Tangata Turi, Tangata Whaikaha, deaf and disabled artists, practitioners and leaders every 3 years to ensure it is delivering effectively and continues to meet the needs and aspirations of deaf and disabled people. Action 7. We have the right skills, attitudes and culture to ensure our services are accessible. A. We build staff capacity and capability through regular and ongoing training, internal guidance and standards to ensure our services are accessible and inclusive. This includes, but is not limited to, training in plain language, ableism prevention, deaf and disability responsiveness, New Zealand Sign Language, alternate formats, use of alt text, te ao Māori and te tiriti o Waitangi. We use training providers that are Tangata Turi, Tangata Whaikaha and deaf and disabled led or recommended by the deaf and disabled community to ensure we are getting the appropriate training. B. We embed accessibility within Te Kaupapa o Toi Aotearoa Creative New Zealand's organisational culture program, so it is part of our tikanga and the way we do things to ensure all New Zealanders can access and benefit from our services.
Ableism is discrimination against disabled people based on disability, similar in concept to racism and sexism. Accessibility is the ability for all people, regardless of disability or impairment, to be able to independently, with dignity and without restriction or barrier, 1. Use a service or product, 2. Participate in society, and 3. Access our built environments and communities. Accessibility Charter is a Ministry of Social Development initiative for all of government to meet their obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Alternate formats means the communication formats that enable deaf and disabled people, Turi Māori and Tangata Whaika Māori, to have access to the same information that is offered to the rest of the community. Alternate formats include easy read, braille, audio, large print, and New Zealand Sign Language video. Barrier is something that makes it difficult or impossible for people to do something. Cultural safety is a practice of ensuring respect for cultural and social differences through self-reflection and recognition of the attitudes, beliefs, and social, historical, political, and economic circumstances that create power relationships and inequalities. Deaf, spelt with a capital D, refers to deaf people, culture and communities who use New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, as their first or preferred language. This meaning matches the definition of deaf community in the New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006. Deaf, spelt without a capital D, acknowledges people who are deaf or hard of hearing who do not identify culturally as deaf but may experience disability due to hearing loss. D/deaf refers to both deaf, spelt with a capital D, people, and deaf, spelt without a capital D, people. Disability. The social model of disability specifies that individuals do not have disability. It lies in society. Disability is something that happens when people with impairments face barriers in society that limit their movements, senses, activities, or aspirations. The social model recognizes that some barriers are attitudinal. Disabled people are people who have long-term physical, mental, intellectual, or sensory impairments which, in interaction with various barriers, may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. This is the understanding of disability under Article 1 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Being deaf and disabled can also be a key part of someone's identity and a political position. Enabling is to provide with the ability or means to do something. Equality means that everyone gets the same opportunities. Equal opportunities is used in the New Zealand Disability Strategy to express the idea that the disabled community should be able to participate in society on an equal basis with all other New Zealanders. Equity/equitable is recognising that we do not all start from the same place and making the adjustments required to ensure everyone has access to the same opportunities and outcomes. Ethnicity is belonging to a population group or subgroup made up of people who share a common cultural background or descent. Gender identity is a person's sense of their gender or sense of self as male, female, masculine, feminine, non-binary, or intersex. This can be the same or different to one's physical sex. Gender expression is the way in which a person expresses their gender identity through their appearance, dress, and behaviour. Impairment. An impairment can be intellectual, psychiatric, physical, neurological, or sensory, and be temporary, intermittent, or ongoing. People may acquire an impairment through an accident or illness, and/or a person may be born with an impairment. Multiple impairments are common, especially with increasing age. Non-discriminatory is not discriminating or not treating somebody or a particular group in society less fairly than others. Manaaki is to support, take care of, give hospitality to protect or look out for, show respect, generosity, and care for others. Non-disabling is about removing the barriers in society that disable people. Reasonable accommodation is a term that is defined in Article 2 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. It means making necessary and appropriate modifications and adjustments to a particular situation, so long as it is not a disproportionate burden, to ensure persons with disabilities can enjoy or exercise their human rights and fundamental freedoms on an equal basis with other people. For example, this might include providing additional support people, information in alternate formats, or adjusting physical spaces so that things are accessible. Sexual orientation is a person's identity in relation to the gender or genders of people to which they are attracted. Tangata turi means D/deaf people. Turi means to be deaf or deafness. Turi Māori or tangata turi Māori means Māori, deaf people. Tangata whaikaha means disabled people. Whaikaha means to have strength, be strong enough. It is used to mean disabled within the Māori disabled community. Tangata whaikaha Māori means Māori disabled people. Te Kaupapa o Toi Aotearoa is Creative New Zealand's internal organisational culture program, which aims to make sure we have the culture, competencies and practices to meet our aspirations under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, work well in Te Ao Māori and with artists, arts practitioners and communities we serve across Aotearoa. Universal design is about designing products and services that can be accessed, understood and used by everyone without needing to be adapted. Originally used by architects and applied to buildings, streets and outdoor spaces, it is sometimes called inclusive design and often used in the design of technology. Universal design principles include equitable use, flexibility in use, simple and intuitive use, perceptible information, tolerance for error, low physical effort, size and space for approach and use. Terms included in the glossary are from the New Zealand Disability Strategy, Arts Access Aotearoa Ngā Toi Mō Te Katoa, Arts for All Guide, Oxford Dictionary and Te Aka Māori Dictionary. End of document.